Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, Melissa McCarthy had to remind Kenan Thompson in a promo that he is not hosting SNL.
Hi, I'm Melissa McCarthy, and I'll be hosting SNL this week with Dijon.
Darn it, I thought I was hosting.
Nope.
Stupid Kenan, tricked again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me hundreds of times, I guess that's on me.
He does this.
Figured.
Yeah, a lot.
Michael Bublé says we should start listening to Christmas music in June, but he has selfish reasons for that because he says it would be great for his streaming revenue. Rumor has it that Taylor Swift reportedly wanted to book a venue in Rhode Island for June 13th for her wedding next year, but another couple already had it.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Again, rumor has it she paid them off to change their date. And who wouldn't? A teaser trailer has been released for Camp Rock 3 starring the Jonas Brothers. What?
I'm Shane. You up for a canoe ride later?
I wouldn't miss it.
This is for Connect 3. Connected. We used to love this place. Your music has to be who you really are. It's got to show how you feel. Or it doesn't mean anything.
All the little Xennials are losing their minds. Listen, Camp Rock 3 premieres summer of 2026 on Disney Plus and the Disney Channel. David Byrne made a holiday playlist for people who hate Christmas music, and it includes songs like Santa Claus Never Comes to the Ghetto, Sympathy for the Grinch, and Did I Make You Cry on Christmas Day? Well, you deserved it. Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair hits theaters today and combines both volumes into a single unrated epic. Uma Thurman's The Bride survives a brutal attack and seeks revenge on the deadly Viper assassination squad and Bill.
I am gonna kill Bill.
That sounds great. Speaking of brides, Kim Cattrall married her beau of 9 years. He's a music engineer in London. And a dirt alert. Y'all, this one is kind of bad. Jackie Vernon, who was the original voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
Yeah, he had to hurry on his way because he had three secret families. And a Kardashian, oh, a double Kardashian alert. Okay, first up, Kim Kardashian became emotional during a recent episode of The Kardashians when she talked about how Kanye thought she'd faked the 2016 Paris robbery.
Even my ex-husband had said, you know, and you faked your robbery for a TV show and had said that in front of all these people. That was so... like a knife to my heart. Just to think that someone wouldn't believe you is like, that's so close to you, that should know you, that should know how much that affected your life. It just really bothered me for, like, you don't know who I am.
There were already giant red flags, honey. Didn't you see any of them? And finally, the last Kardashian alert. Kris Jenner joked on the show that her nose is probably the only thing on her face that's real.
Oh my God, don't make me cry my makeup.
Oh, I love myself.
Nose isn't real.
Oh, yep, God,
you guys. Noses are real.
Noses are probably the only thing on my face that's real.
Do we have any real gum?
That's fake too.
Do we have any real gum? That's hilarious. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning, go and B104.3. I don't even know.
What can I say except you're welcome?